Public Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. We're television neighbors again. I'm glad to be with you. Yeah, if you weren't here and we weren't together, there'd be no reason for me to come to this place, because this is our television visit. I want to show you something. Isn't that pretty? It looks like a real big egg, but it's made of wood. I need to take it to the kitchen so I can show more of it to you. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Here's some neighbors in the water here. Fish neighbors. Yeah, you get some food right there. Wonder if the fish would look up and see this big wooden egg-looking thing. Or do you suppose maybe they'd look out the front and see it? What do you think of that? Nice? All kinds of beautiful things in the world. Okay. A wooden egg inside another wooden egg. Look at that. Is it beautiful? Look in there. Another one inside. What about that beauty? That speckled egg. Like that? I do. I want to try something. Just for a minute, don't look. I'm going to put this egg under one of these and move them all around and see if you can guess which one it's under. Okay? Okay, now I'll move them all around. All right. Now, which one do you think is covering that speckled egg? This, 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 or this? Well, let's take a look. Is it under this one? No. Is it under this one? No. Is it under this one? No. So it must be there. Welcome, egg. You know, I was thinking about eggs because the McFeelys are supposed to be getting some ducklings to take care of at their house today. We'll just go over there and see if they have them yet. But just thinking of the McFeelys gives me such pleasure. Just like thinking of you gives me a special pleasure. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. And that's true, too. Okay, let's go over to the McFeelys. See if they have the ducklings there. Come along. Feely?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm extremely busy. These spider plants are growing so fast. I'm proud of them.
What are you doing?
Transplanting. You know.
Smaller pot to a larger pot, huh?
Well, it's not the smaller pot stays the same. It's the plant that moves. Look at this. Isn't this wonderful? This was a baby plant, and it grew so much that its roots just formed a little clump there, and it's telling me, give me a larger place to stay.
I want to grow out.
Yes. You want to see how it's done?
Please.
I'm really, really got to get this done here. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I've got an empty pot, and I'm going to take this gravel. I like the look of gravel.
You put gravel in it first.
I take that, and I put it in the bottom. It's good for drainage. The water goes through better that way. And then beautiful potting soil. This is full of nutrients. That means food for the plants.
Yep.
And then, where is that little, not so little anymore, and it goes to its new little home. And then I have to put some more up. You know what? In the garden, I'm allowed to make a mess.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What I like. Dirt is a good thing, and we just tamp it down so that it's really snug in its new home, and then you know what it probably wants.
Some water.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Oops.
And then, when it grows bigger, do you put it in a bigger pot?
Each time it gets a little bigger pot, and then soon it can be so big that it has its own baby plants.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. These are where the little babies come from.
Well, I know you like growing things, but, you know, I expected that you would have some ducklings here today.
We have got such a day here today. David had a couple of extra deliveries, and so the ducks had to wait until a little later. They will be coming.
Well, I'll come back. I'll just go on and come back and see.
But David left me this for you. He really wants you to see this tape and share it with your friends.
That's perfect. Ducklings.
Ducklings hatching out of eggs.
Oh, good. I'll show it to them over at my place and see you a little later.
Come back.
I will.
Lots going on here.
I really like Mrs. McFeely. She always shares with you what she's doing at the moment. Ducklings. Have you ever seen a duckling or a chick for a bird hatch from an egg? Well, let's look at this tape together and see what it's like. A duckling hatching from an egg. This must be the mother duck covering the eggs with grass to keep them warm. There are the eggs ready to hatch. See those tiny cracks? That's a duckling starting to peck open the shell. There it's getting some air. There are a few more starting to hatch. This one's ready to push itself out of the cracked egg. Hatching seems like such hard work. Look at how wet its feathers are. But the warm sun dries off the newly hatched ducklings. Aren't they beautiful? There's the mother duck. And this little one's starting to look around. The mother's going for a swim. Here comes a duckling. And another. Look at them go. And here's the mother and her ducklings enjoying being together. So think, those little ducklings hatching from those eggs. Mr. McFeely surely finds good tapes for us to see. I think I'd like to have some make-believe right now. After that, we'll clean up the kitchen, and by then, the ducklings should be at the McFeelys, and we'll go and see them. A trolley? Last time, we pretended that the neighbors had found Purple Panda. He'd been swimming and finally came to the neighborhood to get his mysterious package. You know, the one that says, "Do not open" on the outside? Well, let's pretend now that they find out what that mystery is all about. Trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley.
Oh, how do you do that sound?
Fold my hands together like this,
yeah,
and then gently blow in my thumbs.
Oh, that's charming.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, neighbor Abel, you have so many talents.
Oh, I appreciate that, Queen Sarah.
But you know, everybody's been looking for that package everywhere.
It's the strangest package I ever saw.
Yes, and nobody is to open it.
Well, I know that's what it says on it, but Lady Elaine Fairchild has other ideas.
What's Lady Elaine wanted to do?
Well, she says if she gets her hands on it once more, she's going to open it.
Open it?
Mm-hmm.
She is a curious lady.
Yes, she is.
Let me know if there's any way we can be of help.
Oh, I will, Queen Sarah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Probably the best thing we can do right now is smile.
And sing.
And sing?
Yes. I'll smile and you sing about it, will you?
I'd be glad to. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful.
Wonderful.
Something to shout about.
Shout about.
Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face.
Think of something wonderful.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's what you are, Mr. Ava.
Why, thank you.
I'll certainly be thinking about you and wishing you well.
Farewell, Queen Sarah.
Mr. Aber. Oh, be kind, Mr. Aber. Oh, what's that? Come quickly. He's like a rustic at the museum ground.
Is something wrong?
Oh, yeah, because in there, come quickly.
What is it? What do you have here, Lady Elaine?
Oh, hi, Toots. These are my new inventions.
What are they?
They're PCs.
PCs?
Yep. Package catchers.
Wait a minute. You mean you're trying to catch Purple Panda's package in one of those PCs?
I told you I was going to find out what's inside that thing.
But, Lady Elaine, nobody's supposed to open it.
I'm not a nobody. Hey, look! I think we've got it.
Oh, no.
Bring her down. Right. Bring her down. Yes, sir.
It's purple now.
Yeah, all the better to open it.
But look at these words. They're bigger than ever. Do not open.
But I think I will
open it. Looks like you have
found
the package.
Yes, Lady Elaine found it.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
You're welcome, Toots. Now all we have to do is open it.
But it says very clearly, do not open.
If you don't open it, we won't know what's inside.
We will know when we are supposed to know.
Come on now, Lady Elaine. This package belongs to Purple Panda.
Wait a minute.
Now, it's really his.
No, I mean, look at it. Don't you feel something?
Yes. It feels like it's moving, slightly moving.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it, Robert Troll?
Yeah, it sure is, Purple Panda.
This package is shaking.
I wonder what it's doing.
I think it's starting to open by itself. Happy day.
What do you suppose is inside coming out?
Did you find it?
Yes, and it's opening itself.
Opening itself?
I have never seen such a thing.
Oh, it's a purple light.
And it is flashing.
Yeah.
1, 4, 3.
What does that mean?
1, 4, 3 means I love you.
It is a loving purple light.
And it hatched itself. I tell you, I'm glad to be alive.
Well, yeah, so am I.
Me too.
Over and over again.
1, 4, 3?
Yes. Oh, somebody must really love you, Purple Panda.
It makes me feel so good. Let us show it to everybody.
Anytime you all want a good PC, you know where to come.
You're very good at catching them, Lady Elaine.
And we didn't even have to open it.
We waited. That was enough.
1, 4, 3 to you all.
And also
to you,
Lady Elaine.
Let us share this light with everybody. You see, Charlie? That is correct.
He wants to share it with everybody.
That's for sure.
It. No wonder the package said do not open. It was all set to open itself at just the right time. And the purple light flashed 1, 4, 3. Our extra special way of saying I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will. As you go through life, you'll find lots of ways. I think that's the phone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes, we'll be over in a minute. Incidentally, thank you very much for the duckling tape. Oh, sure. I'll bring it with me. See you there. Mr. McFeely's at home with the ducklings. So let's just take the tape with us and go there for a visit with the McFeelys and their ducklings. Come along. Thank you very much for this. I really enjoyed that.
They came.
They look very much like the ones that were on the tape.
Well, they look alike when they're younger, but when they get older, they look much different. In fact, Betsy has a poster showing different types of ducklings and ducks.
Is it all right to hold it?
Go right ahead.
May I pick you up?
They're only 8 days old.
Eight? Mm-hmm. Could you step up on my hand? Could you? They're all together. They must be cold.
They keep warm by being together.
They always stay together.
And they feel safe that way.
There's Diesel over there, your old pet.
Yeah.
He's resting.
You've had him for a long time, haven't you? Hi, Diesel. How are you?
Diesel's not used to them yet, so he's kind of looking the other way.
Why do you have so many?
Our friend just had these hatched, and he's not at his farm today, so we're watching out after them for a few days.
I see.
In fact, these are mallard ducklings.
These are mallard?
Yes.
Do you have a mallard on?
Yeah. Can you find it?
These? This is mallard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they look different.
Yeah. This is the father, and that's the mother duck.
Uh-huh.
And that's some of these little baby ducks will look.
So these are the parents of these ducks.
That's what they look like.
And these are just other types of ducks on that poster.
Boy, there are many different kinds, aren't there?
There certainly are. You came just in time. We're about to feed them.
I wondered how you'd take care of them.
Do you want to help us?
Sure.
There's one. There
Now. You want to have some food, David?
Okay.
Want some food? Want some food?
Why don't I give you some food?
Here's some water.
Oh, Lord. They're going to drink first, I think.
They're thirsty. Here you are. Here's a place for you. Yeah. Oh, they feel so soft. They must have hundreds of feathers.
Well, when they're full grown, 17,000 feathers.
17,000?
Whew! That's right.
You want to try to give them some food?
Sure.
Here's some milk food.
They just came, so we think they're hungry.
Would you like some food?
I'll try some on this side.
Oh, my.
There's...
Some are hungry and some are thirsty.
Mm-hmm. You all love animals, don't you?
Oh, we do, and we like to take care of them. That's a fun part. Feed them, keep them safe.
Do you have any more?
Here.
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Some in my hand.
Well, they ate that fast. Here's some more, Betsy.
Want some more?
Thanks.
There you go. Did you have some? Hey, Diesel, would you like some? Want some food? There's some for you.
He's going to wander about for a while.
Yeah. Yep. To think that he was a tiny duckling one time and pecked his way out of that egg, I was just fascinated to see that on the film.
pick, 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 and the longest time. You know, and to think that the mother has to keep that egg warm.
Mm-hmm. Keep turning it.
Mm.
Be very strong, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little more food for you.
They're little.
How do we get them a little more water here?
I think we have to maybe
turn. There you
go. There we go.
There you go. Here's some more. You all right? There. Well, you've caught quite a brood here.
And we're going to take good care of them.
You take care of plants and animals and ducks.
And deliveries.
And deliveries. I sure like your deliveries. Diesel, you're up. I think I'll have to get up and go on my way. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you.
See you later.
Bye. Some more food, Betsy.
So, the McFeelys are taking care of some more pets. What great neighbors I have, the McFeelys and you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. Those little ducklings will grow and change, and you'll grow and you'll change, and I trust that you'll find people to love you all along the way. I know I can tell you one thing. 1, 4, 3. I love you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.